Hey, hello everyone, welcome to Silly Things, and I'm Arun Prasad. Well, yeah, in this episode, I'm gonna talk about apps. Yeah, the applications in your phone. Well, not about all apps, but the apps in my phone, the most frequently used apps, and all those app things. So, hope you guys like it. Yeah, let's get started. Yeah, as I said before, let's start with the frequently used apps in my phone. The first one is Instagram, next one is WhatsApp, and the next is YouTube, and the last one comes to Wink Music. Luckily, there's no Facebook in this list. And the first two, maybe let's include Facebook also. Well, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook, these three things are like Bermuda Triangle. Not Bermudas, it's Bermuda Triangle. And once you get in there, it's really impossible to get out. And yeah, it's a sad reality that all the world's communication is under the eyes of one same company. Well, never mind about that. The next one is YouTube. Well, we all start off good when we go into YouTube. We go into it with some purpose, like to learn something new. Very informative videos like TED Talks or Richard Feynman's Magnetic Theory or Stephen Hawking Black Hole Discovery and many more. And just after 1.5 hours, we'll end up ourselves looking at the video like how to make idli with upma. Well, that's the reverse order, right? So there'll be video for that also. We'll end up watching that. That's what happens. So yeah, 2 hours gone and battery also gone. You won't even realize. It will be really like a second. Maybe this is what Einstein said about time is relative. Yeah, and the next one is the Wink Music. It's my only last resort when I have no internet, so that I can hear all my downloaded songs. We all used to have that music app, right? In that music app, we may have hundreds of songs, but daily we used to hear the same 6 or 5 songs, so that the other songs will be like, what, bro? That's what happens. And after we get bored with those 6 songs, we again download some 3 or 4 songs, and we repeat the cycle again and again. Just by building up the number of playlists in our phone. Yeah, now let's come to the normal other apps, other than frequently used one. Yeah, the first app in my phone with A, yeah, it's called Accelerate. Well, it's an inbuilt app in my phone. What they do is, whenever my phone gets very slow or something like that, and I tap that one, thing will accelerate just in bike case, something like that. And after that, they say my phone gets faster, but yeah, I think it's just a prank app. And after that, the Anchor app, which I use to make podcasts. And the next one is App Freeze. Yeah, App Freeze is, it's also an inbuilt app. Whenever the most unfrequently used apps will be piled up in this App Freeze, so in order to save space, yeah, so that I don't want to reinstall it again. The next one is App Lock. I really like this one because I have a password for my phone, but my parents don't know the password, so that will be one situation in that my dad's phone will be switched off or out of it, something like that. And when my dad is in home and I'm leaving, going somewhere, he'll ask me to keep my phone in order to contact in some emergencies or something like that. That's what he says. So he asked me to remove the password. So what I'll do is, as you can guess, I'll just remove the phone password and put lock for each and every app other than the phone and the messaging app. That's the purpose, right? So I lock all the app. That's the app lock thing. Next one is calculator. Yeah, most of us have the calculator, but there is an app called Really Calculator, but it's not a calculator. It's like an app hider. When you go into that app and type some password or something like that, it will go into the app which have been hidden by you. That's also a type of calculator. Well, yeah, you can also go into Play Store and type like calculator app hider or something like that. You can see that. Next one is calendar. That's not used. And the next one is camera. You all know about camera, right? I used to take funny selfies and delete it. For a single selfie, we all used to take hundreds of selfies and we won't be satisfied either. That's the thing. And next one is cam scanner. Yeah, it's the most, what to say, used app in the studies world, because teachers won't accept images, right? We have to take that images and make it into PDF. PDF means they are just lazy enough to see each and every image. Thus, if you send a PDF they'll be like, wow, he sent the PDF. And if some guy sent the images, please convert into PDF. I don't know what the purpose. The next one is Chrome. Yeah, you'll be having it. And the next one is the most hated app in my phone, but I can't delete it. That's the Google Classroom. Yeah. It has become the most hated apps recently. Yeah, because of the lockdown. The next one is Clock, Contacts, Downloads, Drive. Yeah. Next one is Google Drive. If you don't know about this app, well, it's really waste that you own an Android phone, because it's really nice, man. Cloud memory, you can upload a lot of things, save the phone memory, many purposes. Next one is Google Duo. I haven't even opened it. Next one is ES File Explorer Pro version. Talking about Pro version, I didn't pay for Pro version. I just downloaded it from Google. Well, yeah, that's unethical, but I did. It's really nice, guys. And the next one, File Manager. That's an inbuilt app. I never used it. Next one is Files Go by Google. Well, it's an app. It's like a class leader in my phone. It just sees the app which is not used and it just reports me. Please delete these apps. You are not using it. This is the app which helps us to save memory. Yeah. And next one is Fingerprint. That's like settings. And next one is FM Radio. Yeah. Other than Wink Music, I really like FM radio because whenever I don't have internet, this is my only sort of entertainment, because I don't, in my house there is no TV, so my only phone, FM radio is my only last resort. It'll be really nice, guys. Next one is Gallery, nothing more to say about that. And the next one is Gmail. Yeah. Nowadays I really don't like to go into Gmail. First of all, I used to go and see some mails, but nowadays all the mails are from Google Classrooms, like this teacher gave this assignment, this teacher gave that assignment. So I'm not even visiting that. And the next one is Google. Yeah, you know all about that. Instagram, I said before, and Instax Download. Yeah, it's the app which helps us to download some videos we like from Instagram so that I can post it in WhatsApp status. It's all a cycle, right? Take from Facebook, post Instagram. Take from Instagram, post in WhatsApp. That's how it goes. And after that, Facebook Lite, I already said about that. And Google Maps, no work for this since we are in lockdown. Next one is Merriam-Webster. It's actually a dictionary, English dictionary, and it's really nice. It has some vocabulary games, something like that. But the most favorite game we have from dictionary is, yeah, you all might have played it. Not play, yeah, but look forward for it, because yeah, my favorite hobby is searching some bad words in dictionary and knowing the meaning. It's really intellectual, right? Next one is Messages. Oh, this guy, Messages, is really, what to say, sad story. This guy was once a peak because he used to charge us 1 rupee for even for one word, so send messages. But after this WhatsApp and Facebook came, this app is only open to see OTP or some network offer messages. That's it. Next one is phone manager. I don't know what manager it is. It says it cleans up the phone, but I haven't even opened it. And next one is Google Photos. And coming to this photos thing, I recently only realized that I have put app lock for gallery, but have forgotten to put app lock for photos. That's really irony, right? So that you can go say to my photos and see my gallery images. Recently I discovered that. The next one is PicsArt. That's the app I use to edit photos. Yeah, you already know that. Next is Play Movies. Well, this app I haven't even opened for past 1.5 years because I bought my phone just 1.5 years before. The next one is Play Music. Yeah, rarely I used to go there. And Play Store, often. And Power Saver. Yeah, they say it saves power, but I don't see something. Whenever we touch that, all the brightness things goes down, volume goes down, Wi-Fi gets off. It's the normal app. Settings, Sim Toolkit, Sound Recorder. Not much. And Spotify, yeah, I rarely used to visit there just to see whether my podcast is updated or not. That's it. The next one is most of our favorite, recent favorite apps, and that is Telegram. Yeah, when this app first came, there was no attention to this app because we all thought it's just another messaging app like WhatsApp. But it totally changed the, what to say, game for all those movies, web series, downloads. So it has recently become one of my favorites. Telegram. Next one is Truecaller. Yeah, we all used to have that, and my favorite thing is I just used to put random numbers in that to see the person's name, and even if some unknown calls come, we just used to cut that and then put that in Truecaller and see. That's one of our favorite thing. And next is VLC for Android. That's quite unnatural, right? Downloading VLC media player in Android. Well, yeah, take this situation, guys. Sometimes you will be downloading movies for like 1 GB and all those things, and suddenly when you while playing it, you realize that the audio is not synchronized. That's a really damn feeling, right? So I downloaded this VLC. It has really many options, guys, for like subtitle delay, audio delay, track synchronization, and all those things. It's really nice. The next one is voice search, just like Google Assistant, I think. Yeah, WhatsApp I already said before, Wink Music, YouTube. Next one is Zoom app. Yeah, nowadays we all, after this quarantine, the Zoom company is the most benefited company in this world being locked down, because I haven't even heard of this before lockdown, and I don't know how this company came this much big. The next one is uTorrent. No work for it, because now I'm started using Telegram, so I have to uninstall it, I think. And I think I've covered all the apps in my phone. Yes, guys, so that brings us to the end of this app episode. I think it took quite a long time, right? Yeah, I know what you guys are thinking right now. This guy doesn't even have a game. I don't have any games, guys, except those dinosaur game, the legendary dinosaur game, which you can play in Google Chrome when you don't have internet. Well, that's the only game I play. So I haven't got any PUBG, Free Fire, COD, something like that. So bear with me in that segment. So that's it, guys. That brings us to the end of this app episode. If you guys like this, don't forget to give it a follow. And if you have any suggestions or feedback, you can anytime text me at Instagram at Silly Things Podcast. Yeah, that's it. Ta-da, bye-bye. Signing out, this is Arun Prasad. Thank you.